Hallelujah.
The Gemara in the middle of Gimel Amud Beis derives from Pasuk, sounds like it's a real din there, right? So, ain bezn shokol. Whenever you have a bezn, you have to have an odd number of dayanim, shouldn't have an even number. Okay, so there'll be a dispute, they'll be able to go basa right. If you're going to have an even number, it'll be split evenly, so you won't have anyone to be noita. You have to have a bezn noita. The question is, but the Gemara says that this rule, ein bezn shokel, even applies when you have a bezn for the purpose of doing smicha and a par halam davar shel tzibur. What is it a vote about? It's a maisa bezn. So the Rishonim raised the issue. So the simple pashtus, and the answer is that it's a gzeiras hakosav. The initial reason for ein bezn shokel is, in the case there'll be a split vote, like this in halacha, but even if it's a bezin, not doing a ma'aseh bezin, they're not voting on anything, you still say ain bezin shokel. That's the pashtus in the Gemara. There is a Mishnah that says when someone has magdish something, then the gizbor auctions it off to the highest bidder. So he has to establish what's the lowest bid, what's the first bid that he's going to take. I was in a shul yesterday, so they were auctioning off all the aliyahs. So the first bid starts from $101. I guess, where's the gematria? 101, so you say, Michael. Okay. Never heard of that before. Okay, 101. That's what Moshe Feinstein said. Instead of giving chai, they should give mubbas. The yeshivas will get more money. To give mubbas is much more money. Okay. I don't know, 101 meant $101 or 101 pennies?
Dollars.
Dollars, probably. Okay, dollars.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh, okay.
By Rabbi and Aliyah.
Ooh, yeah. So there's a Mishnah that says that the Gizbar Shel Hegdish auctions off to the highest bidder, but he has to establish what's the first bid. So the first bid, you have to have a Bezn of Shloisha to make a Shuma to say what's the true value of the thing, and he won't accept the bid lower than that. B'diyevet Hegdish of Amana, Shechel Al Shavu Puta Mechula. If the Hegdish is worth $100,000 and the guy only gave a Puta, B'diyevet, it's good, Malach Atchila. You don't permit that. You have to, the minimum bid should be the value of the thing. So if it's metaltalim that someone was magdish an automobile, a magdish a clothing, whatever, svarim, furniture, so then you need a bezin of three. And if it's based on psukim, you add up how many times it says, v'herech ha-koin, v'hemet ha-koin, and so on. And if it's karka, also based on psukim, so you say you need tisha b'koin. You need a bezin of 10. 9 can be Yisraelim, and 1 of the 10 has to be a coin. So Tosfos says the Kasha Megillah. That Mishnah appears in Megillah. The things that need 10, all the other things need 10 for a minyan, Tav Shebigdusha, to have Chazar Sanjans. And then it said, you need HaKarko is Tisha B'Koin. Our Mishnah has it also. To be paid a Karka from Hegdush, you have to have, the assessment should be made Lechatchila by Ben of 10. So that's a Kasha. How can you say that? What happened to the din of Ein Bezin Shokel? So you have to say over here, it's a yotzim in a klal, there is a kosev that bedavki, you don't need a bezin shokel. It's a strong kasha. We don't know what the answer really is. It's a good kasha. We said that there was one opinion in the Gemara. The Gemara said that there were three opinions regarding pshara. There were three opinions regarding pshara. Is it permissible when two parties, Reuben and Shimon, have a dispute and did imamnes, they come to the bezin, they want to have a din Torah? So one Tana, Rabbi Elazar ben Osher, Rabbi Yosef Glili is of the opinion that it's osur mitzoya. It's not permissible to recommend they should go through pshara. Where was this? I forgot already. Yeah, the second line from the top of Avam Adbeis. He says it's osur. It's forbidden. The Bezna has a chiv to judge mishpat ha-Torah. What do you mean they're going to say? Maybe you'd consider the possibility of having a pshara. They came to them for a din Torah. If an outsider recommends they should make a pshara, Aaron HaKohen, they didn't come to Aaron HaKohen for a din Torah. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu for a din Torah. Aaron HaKohen, an outsider who wasn't called upon to function as a dayan, he can recommend, why not go for a pshara, and everyone will walk away happy. But if they come to Moshe Rabbeinu for a din Torah, so his opinion is, but Rav Elazar ben Osher Rabbi Yosef Glili holds, You're not allowed to suggest pshara. Now the time disagrees, it's permissible to suggest. And then third opinion is that it's a mitzvah to suggest. You don't have to pressure them. You can't force pshara bal korcha, the Ramah says in Chosh Mish, but even though there's a din kaifan ala mitzvahs, The Gemara said, if a person doesn't want to sit sukkah, doesn't want to eat matzah, makanosach etetzei napsha, he beat him up to pressure him, but you can't force a person to agree to a pshar. If he doesn't want, he doesn't want. If a person doesn't want to go lefnim shar zedin, usually you have no right to be kofeh. The Gemara has a bat mitzia, rare cases. Lohi Rasha doesn't have a right. Lohi Rasha, they can do whatever they want, but as a matter of procedure, they don't do like that. So those were the different opinions that we know about pshar. But then there were three opinions. The Gemara said, Lema, should I say that there are three opinions regarding how many dayanim you need for a pshara? The one opinion, Lema, here there's around 10 lines from the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph. Lema, should I say, Pelosa Tanoi b'pshara, Marsav b'shlosh, Marsav b'shnai, Marsav b'yochid. Should I say the three opinions, whether pshara b'yochid, or two dayanim, or three dayanim? Gemara says, no. They should be eight man. There is no such shita that a pshara needs two dayanim. It doesn't make any sense. But initially, the Gemara thought as a havmina that there was an opinion that you need shnayim. So there was a chassidish rebbe. I think the Kozhenitz rebbe has a sefer on Sanhedrin that's called Sanhedrin Tana. Haven't seen it in many years. I remember when I learned Sanhedrin 50 years ago. They had the sefer in the Beis Medrash, because we have no chassidim now in the yeshiva. So the sefer there, I'm called Sanhedrin Tana, I think.
Only neo chassidim.
So in this sefer, he suggests what's pshat in the havamin. Why do they think there's a havamin at Bezin Mishnai? So he said because it follows the opinion on daf wherever it is there. Machlekes Rabbi Yoshi, Rabbi Yonison on Gimel and Beis on the fourth line from the top. Shloshim and on the Tarabon on the Machlekes Rabbi Yoshi, Rabbi Yonison. How do you know? So one Tana says you only count Elohim twice, because the first time they darshan tchilas, so you know from the word Elohim you need two dayanim, and then I know I need a third dayan because ein bezen shokol. So the ein bezen shokol cloud is based on the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, lintus acharam lahatas, Torah ma'aseloch ha'bezen noita, never to have an even on the bezen. That only makes sense by bezen of a din Torah, but you're going to follow Reif. But Tosis points out on Vav Amud Aleph in the second Tosis on the top Bitzur b'shloisha, that by Pshara you don't go Basarayv. That Taisus is quoted in the Chosh Mishpat. You don't go Basarayv. Sometimes the one dine can paralyze the whole dintara. He can say, I don't agree to your Pshara, and you don't go Basarayv. He can't be outvoted. So that's why the way to do it is when you have the two Balidinim, Reuben and Shimon, who are disputing the Mammonists, when they agree, Hatchil and they sign a Shtoirurin, they sign a document that says, we will abide by the Psak of this Bezin. So they say the Bezin has a right to do either din or pshara kreivel din, whatever kind they want. So if they'll add on, and if they decide they want to make a pshara, we'll accept upon ourselves, even if it's a roiv, even if it's 2-1. If they don't add that line, then the halacha says that you don't go bas a roiv. That's what Taisa explains here. Based on Gemara Avodah Zarah, that fine base. You don't go bas a roiv. So that's what the Kozhenitz Rebbe writes in the Sefer. According to the Hava Amin of the Gemara, that there was a third Tana that Pshara Bishnayim, the Maskana, the Gemara backs out. Pshara Bishnayim means Pshara is good beyond. And we recommend you should have two Dayanim. They should serve as Edim, that the Baldin who lost the Dintar shouldn't be able to claim later on that he won the Dintar. So you should, as a recommendation, to have two Dayanim. But according to the Hava Amin, that it's Dafke Pshara Bishnayim. Why was that? Because there are only two Psukim, twice Elohim. So all you need Mikra Adin is a Beznam Shnaim. The whole reason why you need three is because they Beznam Shokol. But over here you're not going to go Basarayv anyway, so you don't need the third one. So that, the Chassidish Rebbe's answer is problematic. Because the Gemara says we apply Ein Beznam Shokol even to a Beznam that's going to do Smicha and the Parham Dovash Al Tzibur. So there's not, they're not voting on any. There's no Machlekes and Halacha there. They weren't presented a Shaila and Halacha. And you still say it's a light pluk. 2 days in the Rishayim. The Gemara in by Chalitza, there's all Maseches Yevamos, one of the Masechtas in Shas, and the perek that's most nageh halacha lemaisa is perek mitzvahs Chalitza, self-contained perek, has all the dinim, has almost all the dinim of Chalitza, some of the dinim are scattered about in other places, but it has most of the dinim of Chalitza there. So the din is that the bezna b'chalitza also there's a machlekes satanim whether bezna three or bezna five. Machlekes mentioned in our Mishnah. Whether three or five. Lachatchila we have five, but Mikra Adin it's only three. So to demonstrate that it's different, so they sit at a right angle to each other. You have three dayanim sitting in a row, then you have the other two dayanim called the nosafim. They sit at a right angle first, to the main bezin. Then the Gemara says, a ger, is possible to serve as a member of the Bezdin of Chalitza, because the pasuk says V'nikra Shmo B'Yisrael, the Bezdin Shal Yisov La B'Bezdin Shal Gerim. A ger is possible, but a ger can serve as one of the two nosofim. You can't have a ger one of the basic three dayanim, but you can have one of the two nosofim. So the Gemara applies over there. The pasuk only says V'nik She'ivim Talasha Le'eni Hazikenim. Hazikenim is in the plural. So miud rabim shnayim, so you need two dayanim. Had you come up with the idea that you need three dayanim, because ain't bezin shokum. So Taisus and Rishanim ask over there, but they're not voting on anything. It's just the bezin for kima dova, like the bezin by smicha by parhalim dova shel tzibur. We pointed out parhalim dova shel tzibur is an exception to the rule. Usually in a korban tzibur there is no smicha. The smicha is only on a korban yochid. Smicha can only be done by the bala korban. So if you have a korban tzibur, the bala korban is the whole klal yisrael. How can you have the whole klal yisrael do smicha? So the Mishnah says that there's no smicha. In principle, there's no smicha on a korban atzibah, but there are either three or four exceptions to the rule. So one of the three exceptions, l'chol adeis, is the parhalam davashal tzibah. Another exception is the anyam kippur, the sor l'ashem, that the kain gadol does the smicha. That's another exception. Kain gadol says vida for klal yisrael. Normally, a person says vida for his own averis. How can I say vida for your averis? Most people always say about the other people's aver. They never say about their own aver. But you have to say vida for your own averis. Can't say for them. So on Yom Kippur, that's a double exception to the rule. Kohen Gadol does smicha on the soil Hashem. On the par Kohen Gadol, that's his. He pays for it. That's Karban Yochid. It's Dechi Yom Kippur because it's a Karban Shizmana Kavua. Doesn't it? We usually say Karban Tzibah is Dechi Shabbos. Karban Yochid is not Dechi Shabbos. And the Mishnah says in Tmura that that's a misnomer. It doesn't really. The line is not between Karban Yochid and Karban Tzibah. The line, the Reb Meir says in the Mishnah in the second parak in Tmura, doesn't really depend on Karban Yochid versus Karban Tzibah. It depends on Karban Shizmana Kavua versus Karban Shizmana Kavua. So 98% of the Karbanos Yochid are not Zmanam Kavua. Par Kohen Gadol happens to be okay, Zmanam Kavua. It's only on Yom Kippur. And what else? Chavita Kohen Gadol is also a private carbon that he brings every single day of the year. That's Zmanam Kavua also. So that's Decha Shabbos is Decha Yom Kippur. And the Korban Sibur, 99% of the Korban Sibur are Zmanam Kavua. It's minimum Musafim. Once in a long while, there's a Parhalam Davashal Sibur on the books. We don't know if it ever happened in real life. There is, theoretically, there is a Korban Sibur which is not Zmanam Kavua. So that Korban would not be Decha Shabbos. That's what Rav Meir says in the Mishnah in Tmur, and everybody agrees with him. It's not a function, it's Korban Yochan, Korban Sibur, whether it's Decha Shabbos, Decha Tume. Depends whether it's Zmanam Kavua or ain't Zmanam Kavua. So again, so the Soil Hashem on Yom Kippur is a Yotzei Min HaKlal, it's a Korban Tzibur. Korban Tzibur is paid for by Machzah Shekel money. Korban Yochid is paid for by the private person's money. So the Soil Hashem is a Korban Tzibur, and nonetheless, it has Smicha, the Kain Gadol does Smicha. That's an exception to the rule. It's an exception to the other rule also. He says Vidya on behalf of Klal Yisrael. It's also Yotzei Min HaKlal. So the Gemara says there in Perek Mitzvah Chalitza, Mikra Adin, it says, V'nik She'ivim Tal Hashem De'ene Hazikenim, is plural, and Mi'ud Rabim Mishnayim, you need two members of the Bezin of Chalitza. How do we come up with the number three? Because they're in Bezin Shokol, but they're not paskening anything. They're just doing a Maisa Bezin. And the same thing, Smicha on the Parhal Dovah Shatzi, but they're not paskening anything. So Tosfos has the kasha. What do you need? How can you apply the rule of Ein Bezin Shokol? There's no vote taking place. So Tosfos gives two answers. In case the Shaila will come up, they'll be able to pasken. That's highly questionable. Is that true? The Shaila will come up, so they have the right to pasken. Maybe they have to ask the Bezin Shokol, who says that they have a right to vote on their own. So the Pashtus is like the other answer that Tosfos gave. It's a din d'oraisa bezin, even if the bezin is not pasken anything, they're doing a maisa bezin, you still need a klal in bezin shokol. So the kasha is what Tosfos says by the Shuma, hakakos tesha b'koyim. That's a kasha we don't know. Where is that really? Agzeris hakosu that it's an exception to the rule. The Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Chachamim, where the bezin agadol is 70 or 71. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Bahaloscha, Esfoli shivimish, sheyadai tekeim ziknei ha'am v'shoitvam. So the Chachamim, that's how we usually say the Chachamim assume, that Moshe Rabbeinu with the Shivimish makes 71. It's a Bezna Gadol of 71. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Gadol Omer al Gabeim. He's the Mumche le Rabbim. But the Bez Nagadol only consists of the 70. So the Gemara says, what happened to the rule of Ben Bez and Shokol? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't accept it at all. That's the Gemara raises. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't believe in Bez and Shokol. Gemara thinks it's not true. The Gemara says, Bez Nagadol is the one and only exception to the rule. Every Bezin does have to be Bezin Noita. Should have an odd number of Dayanim. Bez Nagadol is the one and only exception. Why should it be the one and only exception to the rule? So we pointed out, Rabbi Soloveitchik pointed out, you look in the Rambam and Hilchos Sanhedrin. So the Rambam quotes Gemara's later with the Gemara's quoting Tosefta's. The Tosefta's say that there are two differences between the Bez Nagadol's hours when they meet, when they are in session, as opposed to every other Bezin. The din is ain't done in B'Shabbos of the Yontem. It's Exer the Rabban, Exer Hashem Yichtov. Like Mekah Chamem Kazos, Exer Hashem Yichtov, Asam the Rabban. So ain't done in B'Shabbos of the Yontem, Exer Hashem Yichtov. Usually when you have a din Torah, you have to write notes. What did he say? What did he say? And you have to write what you're going to look up, what you have to be a Mevar and so on. So you always keep notes. So that's why it's Exer the Rabban, and ain't done in B'Shabbos of the Yontem. So, but the dinim don't meet on Shabbos Yontem. Bez Nagadol 3 and Bez Nagadol 23, they don't meet. But the Rambam writes that Bez Nagadol, quotes from the Tosef, Bez Nagadol meets even on Shabbos Yontem, because the main role, the main function of the Bez Nagadol is that they're the international kollel of Klal Yisrael. When Rav Soloveitchik gave the shiur, the term kollel was not so well known at that time. So he didn't use that language. But today, it's a popular expression, kollel. So that's my lotion. That Bez Nagadol is the international kollel. Rav Soloveitchik has pointed out the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim, the first Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, writes the Bez Nagadol in Yerushalayim and the Lishkan Sagosis are the Iker Torah Shebal Peh. Their role is to transmit the Masorah of Torah Shebal Peh from generation to generation. So that's what it means in our terminology. It means that they're an international Koilel of Klal Yisrael. So the Koilel are supposed to meet on Shabbos and Yom Tov also. And then the Rambam quotes another distinction, that every other Bezin only meets in the morning until 1 o'clock or so, until 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, then they recess, like the courts in New York City. They don't sit till late in the afternoon, and the Bez Nagadol sits until Tomish Ben Abayim, till late into the afternoon. The Bez Nagadol is supposed to be the kollel. They're supposed to have an afternoon seder, not just a morning seder. Once in a while, an issue comes up, the Bez Nagadol says they have to vote, but that's not the main role of the Bez Nagadol. It's not really a bezin. It's really a base medrash, where they're supposed to sit and learn all the time. So that's what perhaps what the Gemara means to say here on Gimel Amud Beis, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Bez Nagadol is the one and only exception to the rule that you can have a Bezin Shokul, because Mikra Din, it's not really functioning as a Bezin. That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested to answer the Rambam. There's a difficult Rambam. The Gemara says, the Shmai Vavtalion, the Gemara says in Yuma that once the Kohen Gadol finished Avodah on Yom Kippur and everybody was walking the Kohen Gadol home, and then they saw the two chief rabbis, Shmai Vavtalion, so they said they left the Kohen Gadol, let him walk home by himself, and they went to hang around the Shmai Vavtalion. So the Kohen Gadol said a derogatory comment. He said, Yesen b'nei amamaya lishlom, the gerim should have a peaceful day, a good nyantav to the gerim, because Shmai Vavtalion were gerim. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara, Shmai Vavtalim Vagerim. So the Tosis Yontif on Mishnah is in Pirkei Avos, when it says Shmai Vavtalim Kibbul Mehem, it lists off all of the Zugas. And the Gemara says in Chagiga, whenever the Mishnah lists off Shmai Vavtalim, Yosef Ben Yezev, Yosef Ben whoever, Yehuda, whenever it lists off the Zugas, so the first one was the Nasi, and the second one was the Abbezin. The first one, chief rabbi, and the next name mentioned is the assistant chief rabbi. So the Rambam writes over there, the Shmai Vavtalim Vagerim. So the Tosi Yontif writes on Pirkei Avos, how can it be Gerim? The Mishnah says in Hurry, you're not allowed to have Gerim in the Bez Nagadol. Not allowed to give Srora to Gerim over Yisrael. A Ger dan chaver a Ger. A Ger can be done another Ger, but it can't be done in Yisrael. So Bez Nagadol is going to give a Psak that's going to be to all of Klal Yisrael. So the Tosi Yontif thinks that when the Gemara says in Yuma that when everybody was walking home the Kohen Gadol, and then they saw the chief rabbi with the Shmai Vavtalion, so they all ran to him, and then the Kohen Gadol said, Yesen b'neam amay lishlam, means they were descendants of Gerim, but they themselves were not Gerim. Either Mishnah says that they couldn't pronounce Hillel, was a Talmud of Shmai Vavtalion. So Chai Vodom Loimer B'loshen Rabbah, and because they were Goyim, so they couldn't speak Hebrew well, so they said, Meloi Hin Maim Shu, and they couldn't pronounce a Hey. So they said, Meloi In Maim Shu, and Pasum HaMikveh. They didn't pronounce Hebrew. Why didn't they pronounce Hebrew well? If they were Gerim, so they couldn't talk Hebrew, okay? But if they were Jewish, their grandparents were gerim. So means they were brought up in a secular culture, in their family they weren't able to pronounce the words. Okay, that's what the Tosi Yontem says. The Rav Soloveitchik wanted to defend the Rambam, so he said that maybe that din in the Mishnah in Horius that says Beznagol can't have gerim. The Mishnah is talking the first perik. Horius has three problems. So the first perik in Horius talks about the institution of Parhalim Davashal Tzibur. If the Beznagol made a mistake, and there had to be an unanimous vote, and all 71 voted that a certain kind of chelev is mutter, a certain kind of avodah zarah is mutter, a certain kind of chilul Shabbos is mutter, and then the Rav HaTzibur who live in Eretz Yisrael were noig lahakel, they violated, they ate the chelev of the dam based on the mistake of Saka the Beznagol, and then they realized they made a mistake, so you don't require each and every individual person should bring a korban chatas of kizbo sira. Bez Nagar brings Parhal Dov Shal Tzibur, and everybody gets a kapara with that. So the Mishnah says that the din only applies if this whole parsha only applies if the Bez Nagar was a kosher Bez Nagar. But if the psak included a ger, hoyachemem ger, so then the whole Bez Nagar was shaloi behechsher, so then the whole institution of Parhal Dov Shal Tzibur wouldn't apply. So in such a case, even each and every individual person who ate the chelev adam, each and every person who did the Chilul Shabbos, have to bring his own kizbos here, his own carbon yogi. So what do you do with that mission? You can't have a gear on the Bez Nagadol. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested, maybe that means when the Bez Nagadol is issuing a psak, how often did that happen? Once every 100 years. How often did it happen that they kipalim im chadov ala mishpah divay riris b'shirach v'kam tibal lisa on the mokum? How often does it happen? The rabbi in every community paskin for his community. And there would be an issue, so they would go to the Bez Nagadol shalash shevet. That's how the Ramban and Chumash says in the opening pasuk, "Shoftem shoten titel nachal lishvatecha." What do you mean lishvatecha? There's the Bez Nagadol so called Shevet v'Shevet. We just said the Ramban is mesupik, but the Bez Nagadol shel Shevet had 23 members, had 71 members. He's noted to think that it's 23. Reaching to up in Sarasvara, it makes more sense to say that they should have 71, because there are Sanhedrin in every Shevet. Every city that's big enough has a Sanhedrin Tana of 23. So what do you mean that there's going to be a straight Supreme Court? Every Shevet is going to have a state Supreme Court also of 23. So Rav Soloveitchik thought it's not Mestaben. The Ramban thinks that it is Mestaben. Ramban and Chumash has a suffix whether that Bez Nagadol Shel Shevet consisted of 23 or 71. Rav Soloveitchik suggested the Bez Nagadol all year long is a Kollel. So whoever the best learners, you take them into the Kollel Elyon. So if it happens to be a ger, so you have a ger. Shmai v'Avtalion were there. One was the Nasi, one was the Abezin. When they would have to give a psak that's binding on all of Klal Yisrael, so then they would have to step down. And that day they would have to include another two from the Talmidim. Sometimes they have to include Talmidim in the vote. That was Rav Soloveitchik's suggestion. But people say it over incorrectly. Say Rav Soloveitchik said that a ger can be a member of a Bez Nagadol. It's against the Mishnah and Horius. The Mishnah says you can't. The Bez Nagadol has gear, is puzzle, the puzzler. He said there are two functions of the Bez Nagadol. All year long, they just function as a kollel. So when they're sitting and learning, transmitting the Masorah, Ikir Torah Shebal Peh, to transmit Torah Shebal Peh to the next generation, that you can have gear. That's not an act of Sror over Klal Yisrael, just sitting and learning and saying over what the din is. If they're giving a hachra, a psak, that should be binding. In the case of Divrei Rivus B'Sherech, when there's a compute, there's a dispute that's ripping apart the communities, so that psak has to be issued without a ger, because the gerim are not supposed to have sorora on Klal Yisrael. So Nachum also, there is an institution, there is a din of bez noite. You're not allowed to have the bez nashok. So this is a problem. The Gemara we had the Gemara afilo asora. What if you have 10 people paskining in a din Torah? So where was that asora yoshvin bedin? The second wide line on Zayin Amid Beis. Amr Reb Shum Alevi. Asora Sheyosh from Bedin, and they gave an incorrect psak. Kodah Torah B'Tzavakulam. This punishment for giving a false psak will be divided in a shrine. They're going to punish the Chachamim. Even if they made an honest mistake, why do they deserve a punishment? You don't give an oinish if the person did an aver b'shoigeh. Why do they deserve a punishment? So the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Shigigas Talmud Zodon. If a Talmud Chacham makes a mistake in Psak, the Halacha considers it as if he did it the Mezid, because he should have checked in more. That's why we mentioned Tosis' opinion. There's a other mamazik biyadayim is chayiv pasuk. Grumba benizikin is potter. We assume lechaladeus. There never was a machlekes hatanaim about that. That's the accepted opinion. And garmi is halfway in between grumba mazik biyadayim. So that's a machlekes amen hachachamim. Garmi doin adina the garmi. And the Gemara says we pass like garmi. That's in Baba Kama daf tzadik ches and daf kuf. Gemara is there. So that's a machlekes. We said a machlekes Tosis and the Ramban. Tosis' opinion is on the first daf in Baba Basra, daf Beis Amud Aleph, and other in Baba Kama, and the first Mishnah in Perek Meruba, and other places. Tosis holds that Dina de Gamri is only with the Rabban. That's the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramban and his countries, Dina de Gamri, the end of Baba Basra, he has a whole countries, which now they print separately. Countries, Dina de Gamri. So Ramban disagrees with Tosis on that. He thinks that Garmi is Chai Ben Atar, because the Gemara calls it Rameir Doin Dina de Garmi. We should have called it Knossa de Garmi. So the fact that Gemara has an expression Dina de Garmi is an indication that it's a real Din de Rasa. That's how the Ramban has to work harder than Tosis. Tosis says Garmi is only with Rabbanon. So you don't have to work so hard to sharpen the definition of what's Garmi, what's Grama. Sometimes the Chachamim felt Hefke Bez Nefke, they're going to be Mechai Be Grama Ben Ezik. And the Torah, all the Garmis are really Grama. So whatever, Shchicha, you don't have to give such a precise definition of what Garmi is. But the Ramban holds that the difference between Goma, Groma, Garmi, and Mazik Berdaim is Minatoira. And the Raisa is a Dina de Garmi. So the Ramban feels obligated to give a sharper definition. And we mentioned the Shach writes in Chashmishba at the end, the very end of Chashmishba, when they have a whole segment about Dina de Garmi. So the Shach writes, he started writing a Chibur, a running commentary on the Ramban's Kuntra's Dina de Garmi. Then he stopped in the middle, because he figured, what's he wasting his time? We don't accept the Ramban's opinion. Shach died at a very young age. So first he wanted to take care of Halacha L'maisa. Then after he finishes, he wrote on Choshen Mishpat, he wrote on Yeridaya. So after he'll take care of Halacha L'maisa, then he'll worry about Pilpulim. So he never lived so long. He died at a very young age. They're very surprised that Shach died at such a young age. How did he have all these marmakimas at his fingertips? Some say he had some kind of a shame on Farish or something. How did he know all these things? He quotes from that we never heard of. It's unbelievable. Okay, he was a super genius.
How old was he?
39 or something when he died. He was very young when he died. So no one knows exactly how he mastered so much knowledge at such a young age. Anyway, so we assume that the Garmi is only mid Rabbanon, like Tosis, and one of the Nafkaminas Laloche is, since it's only Knossa de Garmi, lo konsu shogiyot omezit. So that's what Tosis says. On the first daf in Baba Basra, that beis amiral. Tosis says that's why there's a Mishnah in Kelayim, a Mishnah Tosef, that says, Mechitza sakem shenifritzon. There's a fence separating between the grapes on one side and the grain on the other side. So if the fence falls down, nifritzon. So if you're going to leave it long enough, it's going to make everything into kloy hakem. Everything will be asabahano. So amr lo gador. So we tell the owner of the vine, you have to put up the fence, because your grapes are what asers. The grapes are asering the tvur. You don't say the tvur asers the grapes. The grapes aser the tvur. Why did you decide the grapes aser the tvur? Okay, it's a good question. Why? But that's the din. The grapes are considered the dav hamazik. So you have to warn him. Then it says nifrit. So if it falls down a second time, Om lo gador, tell him again gador. What do you have to tell him gador for? So Tosis says, because if he's not going to fix it, he'll be chay medina de garmi. Garmi is only medir rabbanon. Lo konsu shog gotu meizit. It's only chay if it's a penalty. It's not benatar, it's a knas. So they only made the knas when he does it the meizit, not b'shogi. So Tosis later on asked the kasha, by dayan shetor, there's a sugi of dayan shetor. Hey Ahmed Aleph, the Gemara says 10 lines from the top. Amar Rav, hi man the boy the maiden din. If you're prepared to function as a dayan, but I don't want to have to pay. I make a mistake. He doesn't want to have to pay. The lishka b'shus, either get b'shus from the reish galus, or get b'shus from the nasi, and then you'll be potter from paying. Go hefke bezna hefke. But if you don't get reshus from the Reish Galusa, then you have to pay. Why you chayv? It's Adam Amazik. So the Gemara says later, it's Dina de Garmi. If Nasim and Nasim Biyad, if I say to Reuben, give me the $100,000, I'm going to hand it over to Shimon, that's Gazlam Biyadayim, then he pays. Even though it's B'shoigig, even though he's not stealing for himself, he's taking the money, he thought that Reuben owes the money to Shimon. It's b'shoigig and it's not for himself. Still, that's a gazlan. He's chayiv medina l'chol hadeis. But if he only paskins for the baladinim and the baldin pays the money on his own, then it depends on the machlokes for a man doing the negami. So then he would, the dayan would be chayiv to pay. So the shaila is, but according to Tosfos, din of the garmi is only a penalty in the rabbanon. You only have to pay if you did the garmi b'mezid. If you did it b'shogeg, you potter. So the din shetah is not b'shogeg; it's not b'mezid. So Tosfos makes some kind of a statement. Where is the Tosfos about that? Lamed gimel on the base, I think. I think it's lamed gimel on the base. The Tosfos says even though he ought to be potter, since he made a mistake. With the top tosis. The shogi good. Yeah. So I think Tosis says. Coming on the last two lines. Choshe kmo meis is shoy lo lechoch mle dakdek behoira osa vleida she ha balabais ye arev. The last two lines in the top tosis on Lam Gimel and Beis. The dain should thus consider the meizet. So the Rashash points out that Mishnah Perkei Avos. Shigigas Talmud Oyla Zod. When the Talmud Chach makes a mistake in Psak, we treat it as if it's Zodon Halocha Lamaisen. That's Talmud Onish B'dei Shemayim. We treat it like Garmi B'mezik that he has to pay. So again, we have Stachrenim Abadu with Akasha. We had the Gemara Asor Sheyoshva B'din. We just had it. Nachamol. The second wide line on Zayin Amin Beis. Amin Shemalei. Asor Sheyoshva B'din. How can you have a Din Torah with Asora? Isn't it a violation of Dain Bez and Shokol? Then there's a Gemara in Hirius, in the first parak in Hirius, that says that this institution of Parhalam Dovashal Tzibur, if the Bez Nagorul Paskin and Ered, that's one of the Isuri Choruses Mutter, and the Balabai Rova, the Tzibur and Ered shall violate the Yisud, then the Bez Nagorul has to bring a Parhalam Dovashal Tzibur, and the Yechidim don't have to have any personal kapara. The Gemara says that institution only applies if it was a unanimous vote. Even if there are 100 people in the Bez Nagodol, in 75, that's more than you need. All you need is 71, maximum is 71. 75 out of the 100, 95 out of the 100 said mutter, and 5 of them said also, you really didn't need 100 people. Still, Meyo Sheyosh V'Bedin, the only Chai Parham Dovashal Tzibur, if the vote was the unanimous vote. So how can you have Meyo Sheyosh V'Bedin? What happened to the din of Ein Bez and Shokum? So these are kashas that Achrenim have. So the Stipel has an essay, and he works hard on this, and he comes to the conclusion, I think he quotes when the Shah Mishpat, the Shah Mishpat was, I think, a rabbi in Italy, but he was a Mechutna of the Rabbi Behuda. So at least we know when he lived. Okay. Rabbi Behuda lived in the 1700s, the same time as the Vilna Gaon. So Shah Mishpat, I think, gives this answer, that this halacha that you learn from the Pasuk, that you need a Bez Noita from Dav Gimel on the base, that halacha is only, it's a halacha in establishing the minimum number of dayanim in a bezin. But it's not halacha, you want to establish how many people do you need a bezin that's going to do smichan and parham davashal tzibah. How many dayanim do you need in a bezin that's going to make a dintura? It says twice alehim and bezin shokal. How many dayanim do you need in a bezin that's going to supervise the chalitza? But that's what's the minimum number of dayanim. But if you want to have 10 dayanim, there's no halacha that you need, but poil mamish. It's halacha in establishing. It's halacha in midrash atarin edreshes. But when you're establishing the minimum number of dayanim you need in any given bezin, then you have ulein bezin shokol. That's how this stipula comes out. Okay, at least it's an answer.
It sounds like mayor. Is it like a guzman? I would see that. It means it doesn't matter how many you got.
Right. Because the Netziv has a tshuva. He discusses where does it come from, the concept of hetam mayor abonim. That the Meir Rabbanah means if there's a chem der Rabbeinu Gershom, my husband is also lisa isha lishta, not allowed to take more than one wife, only one to a customer at any given time. You can only have one wife. So let's say the wife is sick, she's institutionalized, and the doctors say there's no hope of anything straightening out. The husband's going to be for the next 40 years, he's going to be without a wife. So that's a rachmanis on him. So if you have Meir Rabbanim from Gimel Medinas, from three different areas, and each Medina thinks differently, and all the Meir Rabbanim all agree that under these circumstances we should permit the person to Noisa Isha Lishtoi, so then we're Mata the Chem de Rabbeinu Gershom. So where does this concept come from, Meir Rabbanim? So Yiddish folklore has it that the Rabbeinu Gershom is very humble. when he made the gzeres shaloi lisa yishal ishtoi, so he had another 98 rabbanim with him, so they had 99 rabbanim. So in order ain bezin yochal latal dibi bezin lachavem kenu gerl hamene b'chachma v'minyan. You have to have a later bezin to repeal his enactment. You have to have a later bezin that's greater in numbers and greater in scholarship. So Rabbeinu Gershom was humble, so he said, if they'll ever convene a bezin of 100 rabbanim, it's greater b'minyan, because he only had 99, and 100 is more than 99, and gadol b'chachma you'll always have. He was so humble, he said, whatever bezin will come, gadol b'chachma. That's in Yiddish folklore, they say like that. Where did he get 98 rabbanim to join with him? That's made up from thin air. We don't find that he had 98 rabbanim together with him. So where does it come from? That hetter me rabbanim, 100 rabbanim. So the Netziv has a tshuva, hetter aguna, in a case of hetter me rabbanim. He thinks that, you see, from that gemara, we usually take aguzma, even 100 rabbanim, and it can't be because ain't bezin shokol, and you don't add on to the bezin of 71. So the old gemara takes as a guzma. He says, no, you see from the gemara that there's a concept, 100 rabbanim, that's the highest number bezin you can have. He takes it literally. It was a big bokeh. So Bikiyim, like Chacham Avadya, was a big bokeh. So Bikiyim liked to take everything very literally. Chaim Kanievsky is a big bokeh, so he's more of a literalist than many others.
Why is that?
People who have Havanim, they interpret everything. Everything represents an idea. So it's Lavdavki in the Gemara. But people who are Bikiyim, so they don't interpret, so they take everything at face value. That's the way the world goes. Okay, so we discussed the topic of Ein Bezin Shokol, and the stipul is Yishuv. I think he quotes it from the Shara Mishpat, that the Ein Bezin Shokol is only a din in establishing the minimum number of the Bezin, but it's not a din halacha l'maisa, the poel mamish, that you really actually always have to have an odd number of Dayanim in a Bezin. Then the Gemara raises the question by the last narrow lines going on to the wide lines. The Gemara said, if you have a split vote, yeah.
If the bet based in Ferrari plus Egla is a base in Amakayim, and yet you see they require smicha anyway,
right?
Could this be a kash on the Rambam who says smicha is a din in psak?
For Arifa Segla? You mean for Medida Segla Rufa? The Bezna Gadol, they have to be members of the Bezna Gadol. The Bezna Gadol sends three people to do the medida, to do the measurement. So they can't be members of the Bezna Gadol unless they have smicha, because the Bezna Gadol has to be roi to paskin. They can't send three representatives, three shluchim. The yotzus genech ahem below shluchim, they have to go in person. That they don't need the whole. One opinion was, who was Rabbi Elazar ben Yankiv, that you need all 71 members in the Bezna Gadol. That's why we had that funny expression in Tesis on the top Tesis. Where was it? The top Tesis on the Avches on the base. The Tesis says, why did the Bezna 23 disperse? If the husband gathered together Bezna, why they disperse? So the Tesis says, Pachad, Lach, Oynes, Lach, Bopnei Melech, of Medidas Eglar. What are they talking about, Medidas Eglar Rufa? That was a Gemara, when the Gemara wanted to know, why did the Bezna 71 disappear? Why are they all doing, why the whole Bezna 71 in the base pagi? So we said, maybe at night, but somehow the Gemara didn't say that. So the Gemara says, maybe they went to do Medida Segla Ruf, according to the Tanah Ablezer ben Yankiv, that you need all 71. So we don't pass like Ablezer ben Yankiv, we pass on three members of the Bezna Gadol. So if they're members of the Bezna Gadol, they have to have smicha to be able to, but you don't really, according to the Rambam, you're right. You wouldn't really need smicha in order to do medida segla rufa. They're not paskining anything, they're just doing the medida. The actual segla rufa, the medida has to be done by members. What is segla rufa all about? Chumash says, ki matzi chol ba'adam, and you find a person, horuk, a Jewish person was murdered in Eretz Yisrael, no, the Mihiko. So v'yotzeh k'necha v'shavtecha, Bezna Gadol has to send, you have to leave the dead body where it is, you don't bury him until after they do the medida. They have to contact the Bezna Gadol quickly, the body shouldn't decompose. Because he's supposed to, not enough, you should mark the location. You take something and mark the location where they found the dead body, and the members of the Bezna Gadol will measure from the location. No, you have to measure from the dead body. So the Rama quotes the din, you have to leave the dead body till after the members of the Bezna Gadol come and they do the medida. So after they do the medida, they establish which is the Irak Roi Velachol. So that city is obligated to bring Egla Rufa. So what do you do in Egla Rufa? So the Ziknei Ha'ir have to say, Adena Lo Shavcha Sadam Azevei Neim Elo Ro. So the Mishnah says in Saitan Perikek La Rufa, they only measure to the cities around the dead body that are shayach to bring an egla rufa. He only measured to the cities that have a bezin. If the city doesn't have a bezin, so they're out of the running, so they can't bring. Even though the closest city may be a city that does not have a bezin, and that murderer probably came from that city, the closest city. So that's a good kasha. When we proceed to learn the parakleh, we'll have to work on that kasha. Because the Gemara says in Bava Basra, that in the second parak in Bava Basra, that Karav is a bira. Rav is a bira, and Karav is a bira. If you find a barrel of wine that's not marked, and you don't know whether it came from a kosher winery or a treifa winery, is sitting in the street. So the wineries are on the farms. So the whichever, if it's closer to the kosher winery, we assume Karav is mevar, that it came from the kosher winery and it's kosher. If it's closer to the treifa winery, we assume that it's treif. Unless the kosher wineries always have a label on the barrel, or the treif ones always have a label. So you see, it does or it doesn't have a label, okay? But if there's no label, there's no way to identify what it is. And it's a suffix, so the Gemara says you go basa korv. So korv is mevara, what the facts of the case are. So that's based on the institution of Medida Segla Rufa. So how can you ignore the city that's closest, and you say the city that's further away has a bezin, so you measure to that city. But you know the murderer came from this city. So that's a good kasha. We'll have to see the Gemara later. So the Mishnah says, "Eimodidin." Mishnah says in Perigeg La Rufa, "In Saita Eimodid Mali Yeshiyesh Bo Bezin." What kind of a bezin do you need in the Yeshiyesh Bo Bezin? What kind of bezin? So the Sheshmaitza points out, he did us a favor. Sheshmaitza points out it's a machlekes Rashi in the Rambam. Usually, Sheshmaitza is quoted for original chidushim. I'm just quoting, he points out there's a machlekes Rashi in the Rambam. That means a bezin of 3, a bezin of 23. So some Rishonim say it has to be a bezin of 23 because the whole purpose of Egla Rufa is, the Rambam says in the Mor Nevuchim, you should make such a big tararam, they should write it up in the newspaper so that there should be an awareness that the police are looking for a murderer. Today, you turn on the news and you hear that they're looking for a murderer. Days of the Gemara, they had no radio, they had no newspapers. How do you know they're looking for a murderer? So you're going to do this unusual mitzvah of Egla Rufa, that's going to get publicity. The whole Eretz Yisrael is going to be tumbling about that. Maybe witnesses will step forward. Lo noda mihiko, we don't know who killed him now. But maybe there were people watching. So witnesses may step forward. We'll be able to administer Mises best. So that's what... I forgot already who. One of the, I think the Rambam was like that. It has to be Eimod in Malish Eish Bebezim means Sanhedrin 23. So to be a member of the Sanhedrin 23, you have to have smicha. So the Mele, when the Ziknei here, the Medida is done by the Ziknei Beznagodol. So to be a member of Beznagodol, you have to have smicha. Not so much to do the Medida, but to be a member of Beznagodol, you have to have smicha. And then Eimod in Malish Eish Bebezim. So if it's a bezin of 23, so it's a bezin of 23, you have to have smicha also. According to the other opinion, I think Rashi holds a bezin of 3. Bezin of 3, well, it's only going to be a bezin for without smicha. Usually a bezin has smicha. Even according to the Rambam, a bezin usually needs smicha to be able to give a psak. According to the Rambam, you don't, for bezin per se, you don't need smicha. If a bezin is not paskening any shabbos, they don't need smicha. But usually, a bezin, a local bezin, is going to pasken shabbos. So the stomach, they do need smicha. So again, so the Gemara says towards the bottom of Daf Gimel on the base, by the narrow lines going on to the wide lines. The Pasuk in Chumash that says Acharam Lahatas, the original Pasuk is only talking about Dini Nefashas. How do you know that if you have a split vote and it didn't turn Dini Mamas, it's 2-1? How do you know you go Basar Raiv? So the Gemara says it's a Kavachaymer. If you give a person the death penalty when there's a split vote, it's 13-10. So you give a death penalty based on a Raiv of 3 more, 13-10 is a Raiv of Shloisha. So certainly you'll make a person pay money based on a roif. So kal v'chomer from dini nefashas. So Tosfos is bothered with the famous kasha. So why do we, in Bava Basra, Daf Tzadik Beis, there's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, and we pass like Shmuel, and holchem mamon and achar haroif. You cannot be motzi mamon based on a roif. What about dini nefashas? If you don't know what the facts of the case are, Can you administer din nefashas based on a roiv? The Tosafot refers you to the Gemara Daf Samach Tes. The Gemara raises the possibility. Maybe since you have a pasuk that says behitzilu ha'eda, and behitzilu ha'eda means the bezin is supposed to bend over backwards in order to avoid administering din nefashas, and that's what the 9 of the 10 chilukim are. The Gemara talks about asara chilukim shebein mominus lenefashas. Rashi and Chumash quotes it. So that's the opening mishnah lamed beis amin aleph ma bein din and mamas din nefashas. So one difference is din nefashas needs a bezin of 23 Sanhedrin tana 23 and din mamas enough a bezin of 3. That applies even to Shoran Niskel needs 23, and even a Mesis, where there's no mitzvah of Hitzilu Eid. It says, L'sachma v'lasachas olam. Still need a bezna of 23. But the other 9 chilukim between mamas and nefashas do not apply, neither to Shoran Niskel nor to Mesis. That's what the Gemara says. Because the idea of Hitzilu Eid only applies to din in mamas, only applies to din in nefashas. Shall Adam, you don't say the Hitzila by din by Sharan Iskal, and you don't imply the Hitzila either, that they should bend over backwards with respect to maces, because the pasuk says La Sachma Valesachasa Olav. So the 9 chilukim, let's say Malkus, in Machlekes Adarim, where the Malkus is Begimel or Bechav Gimel, Mishnah Rabbi Shmuel Omer Bechav Gimel, the opening Mishnah, and the base of Merah, we don't pass like Rabbi Shmuel, we pass Malkus as Begimel. So the first difference between Mamas and the Fashad, this is 3, this is 23, does not apply to Malkus. Malkus is Begimel. But the other 9 Chilukim do apply. Malkus is just the opposite from Sharan Iskal and Mesis. Mesis, Sharan Iskal, you need 23, but the 9 Dinim don't apply. Malkus, you only need 3, but the 9 Dinim do apply, because the mitzvah Behitzilah Hu'edim. So the Gemara says, V'hitzila hu'eda, tells you these procedural differences. The 9 chilukim, leaving out the 3 verses 23, the 9 chilukim between mamas and nefashas, based on the theme of V'hitzila hu'eda. Then the Gemara has on Daf Samach Tes, maybe V'hitzila hu'eda should teach me the following. Usually in Kol HaTorah Kula, when you're darshaning psukim, so you always establish the halacha based on a roiv. Whatever the roiv is, that's the Ramban and Molchamis in the beginning of Brochas. He says by Kriya Shema, it says you should recite Kriya Shema Bishoch Becho Lukumecha in the singular. So that means that this is an exception to the rule. The rule normally would be you would have recited Kriya Shema when Roiv Bnei Adam are waking up and Roiv Bnei Adam are going to sleep. So we don't say like that. You can recite Kriya Shema Mishiachar Eschaver Berichuk Dalaramis. How many people are waking up at that time? Most people sleep after that. And then you recite Kriya Shema Shal Shachar up until the end of Shor Shlishis. Why? Because Shekein Derech B'nei Malachim, the princes who don't have to work for a living, the fathers are so wealthy, so the children, the fathers are the kings, so the B'nei Malachim wake up late. B'nei Malachim is not Roid B'nei Adam. Roid B'nei Adam is not waking up so early and not waking up so late. So why do we establish it in the end? Based on the miyud bnei adam, Ramban says this is an exception to the rule. The rule usually is a darshan psukim based on roiv. The Gemara is like that, based on the minika olam. And here, because it's written in the singular b'shoch b'cha or b'kum echa, so here you go bas a miyud bnei adam. So that's where the Gemara raises a question on daf samach tesim and aleph. What about darshaning psukim adin in the foshes? If you go bas a roiv, what roiv bnei adam, the way roiv bnei adam act, then it'll come out that you're giving an oinish misa. Maybe I should bend over backwards. V'hitzila hu'eda to darshan the psukim, not according to the roiv, because v'hitzila hu'eda. So the Gemara says nothing doing. The rule is you always darshan psukim based on a roiv, and you ignore v'hitzila hu'eda. That's what the Gemara says. You ignore v'hitzila hu'eda. So that's apparently what the Rambam thinks. That's all the Gemara said in establishing halachas and darshaning the psukim. You go basarayv, and you don't say v'hitzilu ha'eda should tell you to bend over backwards and darshan ipsuk. Darshan ipsukim, same as you would darshan akol ha'tar kulu. But what, it's not a question of darshan ipsukim, you want to ascertain what the facts are. Let's say a woman is an eshes ish. She married a Jewish man. Who did she marry? She married a boy who was found on the police steps in a certain city when he was a few days old. And they didn't know, in the city he has Jews and non-Jewish women and non-Jewish women, so you don't know who the mother of the baby is, and whether the baby is Jewish or non-Jewish. He doesn't have a bris milah. He has a bris milah, so in the days of the Tanan, you can assume that it's a Jewish baby. He doesn't have a bismillah, a little baby, so you don't know. So the Mishnah says, you go basarayv. So Mishnah and Uktzin, you go basarayv. The Gemara quotes at the very end of the first parak in Ksubis. So the Gemara quotes that Mishnah from Uktzin. You go basarayv to establish that the child is Jewish. So you send the child to yeshiva, then he gets smicha, and then he gets married, and then his wife is mezana. So it's a Jewish woman married to a Jewish man. So she's an Eish Yisish, she's Insa, so she deserves Misa. The Rambam says, just a minute, how do you know that he was Jewish? Because when he was born and someone adopted him, they found him on the street, and the roiv of the women in the city who are able to give birth to children happened to be Jewish. So you only know that he's Jewish, and you only know Kiddushin Atovsin based on a roiv. But there's a miut possibility that he's not Jewish, and if he's not Jewish, then there's no Tfisis Kiddushin with his wife, and the wife is not Chai Misa, because she's not an Eish Yisish. So the Rambam says he can't administer Misa's best because you don't go basarayv to give Misa. The Rabbin is basing on the Rambam. It's against the Gemara. Daf Samach Tes. The Gemara says, as a Havamina, because it says, v'hitzilahu eidah, maybe you shouldn't go basarayv to administer Misa's best. The Gemara says, no, it's not true. So how does the Rambam deal with the Gemara? The Gemara says, you do go basarayv to give Misa. The Rambam says, you don't go basarayv. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. His father's suggestion, this Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, his father suggested this Yishuv on the Rambam, and that's what the Tzofnas Panech has, the Ragat Shover, and his Sefer on the Rambam. There are a few volumes called Tzofnas Panech. So he has a running commentary on the Rambam, so he gives the same shot. That the Gemara only said, when you're darshaning psukim, midash turn to deshespem. So the Ramban said in the beginning of Brachas, usually you establish the dinim based on what the roiv is. And there was a half a minute to say that by nefashos you shouldn't go basar roiv and darshaning the psukim, because it says v'hitzilahu eida. The Gemara backs down and says no, you still go basar roiv. That's when the midrash turn nedreshes ben. You go basar roiv to establish the dinim. But the Gemara never said you go basar roiv to ascertain the facts of the case. If you're not sure whether the woman is married to a Jew or a goy, she's married to a goy, then she's not an eish yisish because ain't kedushin tofsin. So that the Rambam says he wouldn't go basarayv. You only go basarayv in being kaveh halach. That seems to be the, that's what the Tzofnas Panech said. That seems to be the Rambam's opinion. Yeah. But Tosfos assumes, when they're asking this kasha, Tosfos assumes like the Ravid, that the Gemara says in Daf Samach Tes, you do go basarayv to administer Misa's Bezdin. So how can you tell me that you don't go basarayv to make the fellow pay momen? Amar Shmuel in Hochme Mamen Achar Harav. Rav is no good. Lahachzik Mamen Harav is good. Lahotzi Mamen from the Muchzik Rav is no good. How can you say it's no good? If Rav is good to administer din in the Fasha, so Rav is certainly good. It should be a Kalachimer. Rav should certainly be good to make the fellow pay money. That's Taisa's Kasha. So Taisa's Mobakama has one answer. The beginning of Perek Haminiach, the first daf was of Chavzayin and the base. Do they tell you here to look? They don't tell you to look on Chavzayin. They do. Baba Kama Chavzayin Amaz, they must call Kamash Malon. So Tosfos and Baba Kama here, they have an asterisk on this Tosfos, and on the bottom line, below the last line in Tosfos, on the Daf, on Gimel Amaz Beis, they tell you to look at all the cross references. It's really kedai to look up whenever on the side of the Gemara, I tell you to look somewhere. It's a good idea to follow instructions, because usually the other Tosfos is going to fill in the story a little better. So the Tosfos in Baba Kama gives a different answer from our Tosfos. Tosfos says there's a new concept of muchzok. And muchzok is a concept of only dinim mamonis, the person holding on to the mammon, and it's bishusai. Usually if it's something of shali, it's automatically bishusi, unless you have a hafkor. So when someone is holding on to mammon, it's bishusai, we don't know whether it's shalai. Usually if it's shali, we declare it's automatically bishusi, unless it's gozel, then it's shalov ena bishusai. But if you don't know who the owner is, but one of the people has a tachas yadai, so he's called a muchzok. So that's what the Ktzos identifies. Muchzok means that it's bishusai. So there's a new concept of muchzok on dinim mamonis. You don't say a person is muchzok on his life. The concept of muchzok is exeris hakosuv, only applies to mamon. So that's what the Tosfos in Bava Kama says, that you go basarayv in dinim nefashos, that's correct, but you can't go basarayv in dinim mamonis, because we learn from the exeris hakosuv. What's the exeris hakosuv? Got to look there in Bava Kama. But the Gemara has a pasuk. So there is a Gzeris HaKosuv. First, the Gemara suggests maybe it's a Svara, what I need a pasuk for. But the Pnei Yeshua says once you get to the Maskana, it would appear that it has to be a Gzeris HaKosuv. That's what Rishonim say at the end of the first parak in Ksubis, They say in the Shita Mekubetz's quotes that it has to be a pasuk. It's not all known through a svar. So it's a gzeris akasa. There is an institution of muchzok, and a moitzi mechaber. If you want to be moitzi from a muchzok, all of haraya with a hey hayidia, you have to have a superior raya, and the rov is not sufficient to be moitzi. So that's the taisus of Baba Kama. The rov is good to administer din in the fashas because it's not kineg, not lahotzi from a muchzok. You don't say a person who's muchzok on his life. He's not muchzok on his life. Hanusham alach vagush alach. His life belongs to the Rebbe. He's not allowed to commit suicide. If it would belong to me, I would have the right to kill myself. Then my life doesn't belong to me. Hanashamas lihein. The Radvaz says on the side of the Rambam, Hilchas Sanhedrin, the Rambam says a person admits that he deserves the death penalty. You don't listen to him because he's not a balabas. I does baldin kamein and dami is only dini mamas. It doesn't apply to din and fashas. So the Rabbat says, why not? Because the pasuk then only says Hanashamas lihein. God owns the goof. Hanashamalach vaguf shalach. The life of every individual belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not the balabas. So there's no concept of muchzak over there. Mamanis is a kasam of muchzak. A person is holding on to mamanis, tachas yodas, bishus, and he claims that it's shaloi. So he's considered muchzak. So that's the tesis in Baba Kama. Our tesis doesn't say like that. Our tesis says, and a chanami, that's what it sounds like. There's no distinction between mamanus and nefashas. Any roiv that's good for nefashas would be good for mamanus also. And any roiv that's not acceptable for mamanus, what's the case there in Baba Kama and Mem Vov? Where's the machlekes there in Baba Basa Daf Tzadik Beis? Where's there a machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel? But the holchem of mamanus achar rabbi ain't holchem of mamanus achar roiv. So the Gemara has, I sell cattle. That's what I do for a living. I sell cattle. And roiv are the farmers who buy cattle, buy it leradya. They buy it in order to work with it. It should plow the field. It should carry burdens. And a miut buy it lenichsasa. Nichsasa means for shechita purposes. So the guy, a farmer comes and he doesn't tell me what motivates him to buy some cattle. Is he buying it lishchita? Is he buying it leradya to do work on the farm? He's buying it leradya to do work. It has to be a tame animal. It's going to be a wild animal. It's crazy. It's going to make everybody crazy. So it's a mekach toy. So if he would have said, I'm buying the animal for the purpose of radya, then it turns out that it's a shor anagoch. It's a wild animal. There would be a mekach toy. I buy an automobile, and the brakes don't work, or it's missing four wheels or something. Mamash a mekach toy. It doesn't work. I get married to a woman, and she's an islandess. So the Mishnah says, the first Mishnah, your mom says, you don't even need a get. That's Kiddusha Tois. That's what marriage is. It's understood. That's what marriage is all about, to have children. Today, it's not necessarily understood. Some people get married, they make up and they're not going to have children. But in the days of the Tanoim, it's self-understood. That's what marriage, that's the definition of marriage. You get married to have children. And the wife doesn't want to have children. So that's grounds for divorce. If the wife is unable to have children, so if it's just akora may turn out you can be able to straighten it out with medication or with a diet or whatever. But if it's an islandess, the whole body doesn't grow normally. So that's Kiddusha Toysi. The mission seems to say you don't need a get. Machlokes. But the simple reading of the mission, you don't even need a get because that's Kiddusha Toysi. That was a mistake. Yeah. So our Tysis on Gimel and Beis Anhen doesn't seem at all to agree with the Tysis in Baba Kama. Our thesis holds that in that case, the roiv of the merchants who buy behemoths are buying leradya and the miut are buying leshchita. So the fellow bought cattle, and the cattle is wild. He can't use it to do the work on the farm. So he gives it back to the merchant who sold it to him, and he says, it's a mekach tos. I bought it leradya. And the merchant says, you didn't tell me that you're buying leradya. So he says, well, the roiv of farmers who buy animals buy it leradya. So the merchant says, I'm sorry, in halchem mamam and achar haroiv. At the time you bought it from me, it wasn't a mekach tos. You didn't make it clear that you wanted it for the purpose of radya. I thought you wanted it l'shchita. So l'shchita, good. So go shechta, it won't be a problem. So Tosis Bayas answers, if it would have been a better, the different degrees of roiv. There's a rev 99.99%, and there's a rev of 98%, and there's a rev 91%, 81%, 71%, 61%, 51%, 50.0001%. There are different ribes, and alpidin, they're different. Sometimes miyat amatz, and some halachas require a higher ribe than us. So Taisa Bayos just says, any ribe that's good for nefashis, any degree, a percentage of a ribe, would be good for mamonis also, to be motzi mamon from the muchzin. Any ribe that's no good for mamonis would be no good for nefashis either. So you can't ask a kasha, should there be a kavachayim, the pasuk says, acharam lahatens by nefashis, you go and bust a ribe to administer misut, even you go bust a ribe to ascertain the facts of the case, so you should certainly go bust a ribe to make the guy pay mamon. So Taisa says that kavachayim is correct. If it would be such a good ribe that would be good for nefashis, it would certainly be good for mamonis. The only time the Gemara paskins like Shmuel, that means if it's a weaker ribe, that wouldn't be good for nefashis either, so it wouldn't be good for mamonis either. That's what our Taisa says. But the Pasha Pshat is not like our Taisa. Pasha Pshat is like the Taisa in Bava Kamma. On that daf, on daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis, that the exact same percentage, the ribe would be good to administer the nefashis, but to make him pay money to be motzi mamon from the muchzak, a ribe would not be acceptable, because there's no concept of muchzak by the nefashis, only a concept of muchzak by mamonis.
What happened to the rule of chazakah ruvad? Usually
say chazakah The word, the Prima Godim, has an introduction to all of Torah Shabbat, which he calls Psicha Kolelis L'Orachayim. It's not really L'Orachayim, it's in general. At the end of the Psicha Kolelis, the general introduction to Torah Shabbat, then he gives Psicha Tilchas Brachas, Tilchas Kriyashma, Tilchas Shabbos, Tilchas Pesach. That's the sections of Orachayim. But in the general Psicha, so one of the things that he writes there is that the word Chazokah, Chez Zayin Kufay, appears in the Gemara with five or six different meanings. So we're mixing together two different meanings. There's a chazoka that's called a muchzok, a moitzi machaver, all of araya. So there we paskan like Shmuel, ein holchem imam and acharayv, ruba v'chazoka, chazoka adiv. But what you're quoting more, ruba v'chazoka, chazoka means status quo. That's a different usage of the word chazoka. Sometimes you have a chazoka, if something repeated itself three times or more, so that shows a pattern. So that's one kind of chazoka. Then you have cheskas habatim shaloshanim, is a totally different kind of chazoka. Then you have chazoka in the meikara. Abeim b'chaya b'cheskas iser menas. So live animal is b'cheskas iser. But you have a sofik in the shechita, so you shtel of chazoka. You assume it's vaday tre, vaday nevela. If you have a sofik, whether you shechted it properly, and you eat it, so then you get malkas, because you go basa chazoka. Each chazoka is totally different. You're saying one of the meanings, one of the usages of the word chazoka is a person is muchzak on the mamon. So there you wouldn't apply ruba v'chazok ruba on it. But if you have a rive pulls in one direction, a chazok a kamaisa, status quo, pulls in the other direction, so the rive is a better birur than the chazok. The reason why the Pnei Yeshua writes in Ksuvis, Pnei Yeshua has a kunch v'sachrein. After he finished learning the whole mesichta, so he did chazor. He didn't have any midterms and finals. Otherwise he would have done 2 weeks chazor before the midterm, 2 weeks chazor before the final. So he, I guess he gave the exam after he finished the whole Masechta. Okay. So he has a Kuntra Sachin at the end when he goes through everything again a second time and he adds on and he touches up some of the things and the Kuntra Sachin, he explains why is there such a halacha? Why is Ruba v'chazaka Rubadiv? If the Rav pulls in one direction, the Chazaka pulls in the other direction. So he explains why. Because Rav is Mevara the facts of the case. Chazaka is a din hanhoge. What do you do if you don't know the facts of the case? However you would have been knowing yesterday, that's how you should continue to be knowing today. But Rav is Mevar the facts of the case. So Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adu. Chazaka is a din. How should you be knowing if you don't know what the facts are? But the Rav tells you what the facts are. Rav is Mevar, the facts are like that. So of course, Ruba adif. The Rav is Mevar, so the whole idea of chazaka is not a tug of war. But here it's a ruba v'chazaka, the chazaka is a muchzok. So that's the rule. Hamotzi machavera, all of haraya, you need a raya alimta. You need a stronger raya. So a raya of roiv is not sufficient to be motzi mamon for the muchzok. Anyway, that's a famous machlok, is the Ramam and the Raivin. But the roiv is good to administer din in the fashas. The Ramam says roiv is not enough. Roiv is not enough. The Ramam is talking about ruba d'isa kamon. When the baby was born, we found the baby. We don't know who the mother is. Nobody steps forward to say that she's the mother. And the rive of the women in the community who are able that age to give birth to children are Jewish. So we established based on the Ruba de Issa Kamon, just count up how many women live in the community who are able to give birth. That's a plain old Ruba de Issa Kamon. So you follow Ruba de Issa Kamon to say the child is Jewish, and you send him to the yeshiva, and you give him a Jewish education, you give him smicha, and you marry him off. Everything is fine. But then the Rambam says, if his wife is Mazana, you can't give her the death penalty because he can't follow a Ruba de Issa Kamon in order to give the death penalty. Yeah, that's the Rambam. And the Rabbi disagrees. You can even give death penalty based on Ruba de Issa Kamon. There's even a Tosfos. Tosfos goes further. Tosfos says, not only can you go Basa Ruba de Issa Kamon to administer Misas Bezdin, even a Bittel Beroiv, you can say Bottle Beroiv, to give a Mises Bezin. There's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei. The Bezin had people locked up in prison. So one of them is Nigma Dina Lemisa, supposed to give him the death penalty tomorrow morning. And the others are innocent people. They're Loi Nigma Dina. The others are innocent. So there's a prison break, and they all run away. We used to keep this guy in this cell, and it says on the sign in front of the cell, this guy was Nigma Dina Lemisa. Let's say they're triplets. We can't tell who's who. They all look alike. We don't know who's who. So we don't know which one was Nigma Dina Lemisa. Then now there's a Taruvis. So Taisus says, if you have two out of three when Nigma Dina Lemisa, one was not, you should be able to give the death penalty to the third one based on Bittel Beroiv. Bittel Beroiv, Mamish. Bittel Beroiv you give. That's a bigger chiddush than the Ravid. The Ravid's talking about Ruba de Issa Kamon. You're counting how many women live in the community. Some communities there's a Rav of Goyish women. Some communities there's a Rav of Jewish women. So the Rav is Jewish women. We assume the mother of the baby who was left on the steps of the police station. Mother was Jewish, and therefore the baby is Jewish, and therefore he can marry a Jewish girl, and so he can be mitzar from Tamin, and he can daven for Anom and everything. But when it comes to Einish Misa, the Rambam says not. So Tosfos goes like the Ravid. You can give Einish Misa. Then Tosfos in Sanhedrin goes later. Sanhedrin Daf Pei goes a step further. They says you can even give Einish Misa based on Bittel Beroiv. Bittel Beroiv. The Torah is mamish. It's Ikva Yisur. The Yisur is there. That's a chiddush on top of a chiddush.
I want to ask a general question about how Rav works. That if, for instance, if, you know, let's say we go after the Rav and we say most women in this community are Jewish, therefore he's Jewish, but really we find out one day he's not Jewish, or whatever. Like, you know, it's not found out, but really he isn't Jewish. So what was happening the whole time?
We made a mistake. We did wrong. If you're Mavari, whenever you have a biru, so it's a glowing Muslim, my friend.
And if there wasn't a biru, but let's like objectively, from Hashem's point of view, was all the minyanim that he was a tenth man, was that a...
It's all bracha levatol. Yeah, really? It's all wrong.
So should you be super, like the whole time should you be choshesh? Maybe he's not really.
No, that's halacha. When it comes to Issa v'Hetta, you have a right to follow the Rav. If it turns out that it's wrong, okay. So we'll know that it's wrong. So mikan al habo, we won't follow the Rav. And whatever was messed up because we were following the Rav, we have to redo everything.
Yeah.
If he got married, so we realize now that his wife was not an eshesish and she had children from someone else. We thought they were mamzerim. He was never Jewish, and he was never married to his wife. So when she had an affair with someone else, the children are not going to be mamzerim. You have to reassess everything once you ascertain the facts. Whenever you have a birur, so the birur is mevar lemafreya. Whenever you have a din hoge, so din hanhoge only noi mikan labo. There's machlekas abay v'rabba later in the mesichta. When a person, two witnesses give testimony, then two witnesses come later, demazim the first two edim. So the pasuk says, v'sitzim lo kashazamim lasas lecha. We accept the testimony of the second, and you discard the testimony of the first. So there's a machlekas abay v'rabba. The first eidim become postulators because they were liars. So an eid checker, hini a checker eid. If it's an eid checker, so he's postulators. So there's a strange machlekes abay v'rovah. Do they become postul lemafreya? Do they become postul mikan alabo? So that's one of the six cases where we postul like abay v'yal kegam. That's the ayin of ya'al kegam yudayin lamed. Ayin is eid zaymim. We paskin lemafreyahu nipsum. Lemafreyahu nipsum. Rava thought Eitzamim Mikana Labo Nipsum. One becomes Pasleidis Mikana Labo. And Abai says Lamafreya. So why in the world, how does it make sense? Rav holds that there is Zemim's only possible Mikanal Habo. He gave Hagor to say this 2 months ago, and 2 months later we're mazim him. So it's a Gloy Milsim Afreya. He gave Eid a Sheker 2 months ago. So it should be possible Eid Islam Afreya. How come it's only possible Mikanal Habo? So one opinion in the Gemara, that's only a Takonim in the Rabbonim. Then Atoira, a Rav agrees with Abaye. What daf is that? The top line of Chav Zamed Aleph. The very top line. Eid Zaymim. Abaye Amal and Mafrehu Nifsal, that's a Lipaskin. Rav Ham Mikanal Habo Nifsal. So Rav doesn't make any sense. Why should it be Mikanal Habo Nifsal? So one explanation in the Gemara is that really Rav agrees with Abaye. It's only Adin Medir Rabbonim. They made a takana with the rabbanon, hefker bez nehefker. That is only possible mikanal habo. But really, menator miikar adin. It's a gloy muslim afrei. He gave eid sheker 2 months ago. It's possible later, as of the time that he gave eid sheker. And the other suggestion in the Gemara is no, that Rav, we don't pass like Rav, but Rav meant menatora. He's only mikanal habo. So what is the nekudas amachlokes over here? So it's very unclear in the Gemara what it is. Very unclear. So the Pashup Shat seems to be, it's a machlokes, what's the nature of the din of Hazama? Because the Gemara says, usually when you have trey or trey, two edim say horak, two edim say loy horak. So trey or trey is a sveki, you don't know who's telling the truth. Here two edim say, we testify that horak, and then two edim say, how can you testify? Imon ha'isim and makam v'leni. So it's also trey or trey. The first two people say it's not true. They say, we were there, and you're telling a lie. I don't know where you were. We were there and we saw this happen. So why all of a sudden, why do you believe the second Adam as opposed to the first? So Rav apparently is of the opinion that that it's a din hanhoga. You know you get according to the second Adam, but you don't have a birur. It's really trey. You don't have a birur that they, it's a gloy muslim afreya, that they were lying all along. No, it's still a sveke. But it's a gzeris hakosiv, you should be know you get according to the second pair of Adam. So whenever there's a din hanhog, it's only noig mikanal habo. And Abaye says, no, it's a birur. Once you have the second Adam amazim, the first, the Torah says, we believe the second Adam over the first. The first we assume are lying. So it's a gloy milsim afreya. They were lying as of 2 months ago. So the pasul and my friend. Rabbi says, no, it's still the trey. Even after the pasul, it's still the pasul that says, asisim like hashazam lasal yachim, the Torah tells you how to be noig in such a case. So the pashtus is the premise of the whole discussion, the whole debate. Abaye v'Rav is whenever you have a din, whenever you have a din hanhoge only noig mikanal habo. Whenever it's a birur, so the birur is a gloy muslim afreya. You say we were assuming for 25 years that the man was Jewish. Then we ascertain that he was not Jewish. Ascertain is not Jewish. Everything you did was wrong all the way. A birur is mevarel afreya. If it would have been only a din hanhoge. So then, dini hanhoger only noig mikanal habo. So the Pnei Yeshua writes in his Kuntra Sachem, why is it that there is such a rule? Machleik meir na chachamim, whether ruba v'chazok or ruba odif or not. So he said, we pass on like the chachamim to remeir, ruba v'chazok or ruba odif. Why? Because roib is a birur. It's mevar. These are the facts of the case. Chazok kamaisa, you should leave everything status quo, that's a din hanhoge. Not that that's mevara, the facts of the case. If you don't know what the facts of the case are, so however you were noig yesterday, you should still continue to be noig like that today. So that's a din hanhoge. So if you have ruba v'chazok, roiv pulls in one direction, chazok pulls in the other direction, so the din hanhoge, the din chazok is a din how to be noig when you don't know what the facts are. But roiv tells you what the facts are, so you follow roiv. Rameya disagrees. We don't pass like Rameya. Rameya holds Ruba v'chazoka shkulim. That's Gemaris and Kiddushin. Rameya holds Ruba v'chazoka is a sveka. He doesn't hold Ruba if he holds that shkulim. Rameya holds that chashina lemiuto. He holds that Rav is not a mevar. Rav is also just a din hanhoga. So the din hanhoga of Rav contradicted in conflict with the din hanhoga of chazoka. So shkulim. So it's a sveka. And we pass on that. So the Rav is a birur. We assume Rav is a birur. And Chazok is only a din had to be nohig when you don't know what the facts of the case are. But if you have roiv is mevar, facts of the case are rubel chazok, rubel other. That's the Bnei Yeshua and the Kuntri Sachman and Ksubis and Daf Yud Aleph. The Tosfos discusses a little bit rubel chazok, rubel other. Okay. Anyway, so this is a famous Tosfos. This Tosfos on Gimel Amud Beis and Sanhedrin is in disagreement with the Tosfos and Bava Kamma. Tyson Baba Kam holds in Holchim Imam and Acharad because the Munamukhzor, you can't be Moitzi Imam from a Mukhzor. And our Tyson disagrees. Our Tyson holds whatever Rav would have been good for Nefashis would have been good for Mammonis as well, based on the Kal V'chomer. Yeah, what does the Gemara have in the bottom of that daf? Tanu Rabbanu Dinam Amar Mispush. The Gemara quotes a Tosefta and Gimel Amar Beis. Rabbi Yamin Bachamisha. Rabbi's opinion is that you need a bezdin of five dayanim. So you look in the Tosefta Perik Aleph, so on the bottom of the page they have the commentary that's called Chasdei David. So he quotes from the Sefer HaKrisis. Oh no, I think the Mitzvah Shmuel quotes it. One of the two quotes. There's a Sefer HaKrisis by the Rash Mekinen, one of the Baalei HaTosfos. And it's the Sefer HaKrisis is on Klolei HaShas. When the Gemara says Gufa, when the Gemara says Omamar, when the Shain is Bituim, expressions of the Gemara. So he raises a question, the Baalei HaTosfos raises a question. Rebbe was the one who edited the Mishnayah, so why didn't he put his opinion in the Mishnah of Dinei Mammonos B'Chamish? So he gives a very interesting answer. He says, Rebbe was honest. What's he going to push his opinion? He knows he was outvoted. He stuck to his guns. He never backed down from his opinion. He felt Dinei Mammonos needs a better fine. But he's not going to put it in the Mishnah because he knows that it was outvoted. So the Talmidim of Rebbe, who edited the Tosefta, Bchir Aboshi with Talmidim of Rebbe, so they incorporated it into the Tosefta. So the moral of the story is that a person has to be honest. If he knows that his opinion is outvoted, so he shouldn't put out a sefer psak halacha and put his opinion as if that's the consensus. Look at the way Rebbe was humble. The Gemara says in the end, the last daf in Saita, Mishmeis Rebbe, bought Lanova. After Rabbi Anasi died, there were no longer any people to look up to say, what a humble person. Rabbi Yosef Engel has in his encyclopedia that's called Beis HaOitzer, he has an encyclopedia of his Chidushi Torah. So he under the letter Aleph, Rebbe is the only one who has an expression in the Gemara very often, Rebbe Omer Ani. So he says, if Rebbe was so humble, how does he say Omer Ani? He used to have a Rebbe here in Yeshiva. He passed away already. He used to teach sometimes Tanakh, so he would say the Radak says like this, and Rashi said like this, Vahani Oimer, and my opinion is like this. So Rebbe was so humble, Mishmeis Rebbe Batla, he says, Oimer Ani. So the answer is, it depends what inflection you say it in. Like it was Yodua, the Rabban Kotler, whenever in Europe, when he used to give you, he always used to say, the Fiyani is Dait. That's how we always start off, Fiyani is Dait. Ad Kadei Kach, that they say when they were running away from the Nazis, when the Yeshiva Racham ran away from the Nazis, so they said the Rabbi Leib Malin says, and what does Rabban Kotel say, Lefi Anir's Daitai? That's what they used to make fun of him. Everything is Lefi Anir's Daitai. So Rabbi used to say, I think the din is like this. He wouldn't say, Osir, Mutta. He said, Oimer Ani, I think the din should be like this. He said it Beloshin Anova, not Ani Aimer, not Beloshin definitive. Anyway, so here you see Rebbe's humility. He knew that his opinion was outvoted, so he didn't even quote it in the Mishnah. His Talmidim loved their Rebbe. They also didn't follow Rebbe. It was outvoted. But they quoted it in the Tosefta. It's interesting. Interesting comment from the Sefer HaKrisis.
And
yeah?
It's a question for before. So, according to the Rambam, also going after the robe by the court is also a deduction of kasam. It's also going after the robe dayanim based in 23. That's a deduction of kasam. What they answered for the Rambam.
What do you mean, had a dash in a pasuk? The pasuk says, Acharam Lahatas. You follow the roof. Yeah. I don't know what do you mean, dashing in a pasuk. No, dashing in a pasuk means, if you're not sure, the Gemara, the example on Daf Samachtes like this, the din of Ben Sura Mora. If the son steals money from the father and then he buys steaks and he buys Italian wine, Yain Hoitalkin, he eats and he drinks with a bunch of hooligans, gangsters, so that he gets a death penalty because of Ben Sura Mora. So what if the father is 90 years old and the son is 75 years old and he stole money from the father? And the son is 75 years old, he's already a grandfather. So he has a din of Ben Sura Mora. So the Gemara says, no, Ben Sura Mora, Ben Veloyav. So that's only if he's already a father. What if he's not yet a father? He's 25, he could have been a father already, but he's not married yet. The Gemara says, Ben Velo Haroi Lekroso Av. So when is a Roi Lekroso Av? So theoretically, he could have gotten married at Bar Mitzvah, and 9 months later, his wife would have become pregnant the first day of Bar Mitzvah, and then after Bar Mitzvah, 9 months, so she could have had a baby theoretically. So the Gemara chisels it down further. No, 3 months after the Bar Mitzvah, there's only the window of opportunity to become a Mitzvah Mora. If he's chalashing, he's ready to give up his life to become a Mitzvah Nefesh, to become a Mitzvah Mora, is only 3 months. Why? Because if it would have been 3 months into the pregnancy, it would have been Hukah Rubra. Hukah Rubra, yeah, that's called Roi Lekroso Av. So you're bending over backwards to say, not only Ben Veloi Av, okay, that's normal, Ben Veloi Av, Ben Haroi Lekroso Av, and his Roi Lekroso Av after 3 months. So then the Gemara says, if you're bending over backwards so much, so that the Gemara, in the days of the Gemara, they assumed, Shulchan Aruch says, we don't know what this is all about. It's assumed that the two pregnancies, there's a 9 month pregnancy and a 7 month pregnancy. So if a 9 month pregnancy is going to be Hukah Rubra after Shlishi Yameh, after 3 months, a 7 month pregnancy should be Hukah Rubra after 2 months and 10 days. After 1/3 should be 2 months and 10 days. So you should say that the Ben Sora Marib shouldn't be Gimel Chadoshim Rishonim after Bar Mitzvah. Should bend over backwards to Darshan to go, not to go Basar Ab, to go Basar Miut. A Miut of pregnancies are 7 month pregnancies. So after Bar Mitzvah in 2 months and 10 days, it should no longer be Chayiv as a Ben Sora Marib. Mar says, no, you Darshan the Psukim based on the Rav. You're bending over backwards, Bein Velo HaRoi Lekroso Av. And it's a Roi Lekroso Av if it'll be Hukah Rubra, but the Hukah Rubra has to be Al Pi Roiv, 3 months. Not enough 2 months and 10 days. So that's what the Tzofnas Paneach and the Ramayesh Soloveitchik said. The Rambam agrees to that you don't go Basar Roiv and Darshaning Psukim, because that's from the Midrash HaTor and the Reshes Pam. That was the Melchamis in the beginning of Brochas. I think it may be the first Melchamis. But he says that Darshaning Psukim, you always Darshan based on whatever the Roiv is. It's based on Gemaras like that. Except for Kriya Shema, because it says in the singular, B'shach B'cha, U'vikum E'cha, but otherwise you would go Basaroi. But if you're ascertaining what the facts of this case are, you're not darshaning. The baby was born, you don't know whether he's Jewish or not, so you assume he's Jewish based on the fact that Roiv of the women who are able to give birth in the city happen to be Jewish. So that's not the darshaning of Basaroi. So Rama says, then you don't go Basaroi to give Din in the flesh.
And so also Argamar here, have, like,
I guess, just what's the chiluk for the Rambam,
that when it comes to the number of judges, you'll go after
the
rogue to give a death penalty. So he'll say that's what
it's like,
it's a
kasuf,
or?
Pasuk says, that's a kabbalah, that would apply to Din Mamis as well, yeah. But to ascertain that he's chayv misa, so the Rambam holds he wouldn't go basarayv, neither by Mamis nor by Nefashis. And Tosis and the Rabbi disagree. They think that it's not true. Then you have the whole sugi of Yeshem LaMikra, Yeshem LaMasaris. Yes?
We said earlier this year that when you're determining if a person is a good age, that you, like, there are certain questions like people don't know, so we don't ask, like, was it 1230 or 1235? They're not like, get up and they're like,
right.
If either Rambam, by establishing the case, we don't go Basar Roy, could he ask such a question? Like, he could ask a ridiculous type question?
No, the Tzofton Faneach and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik both said the Gemara has that. To be koveya, how detailed the question you should ask. The pasuk says he asks 7 questions. With the Rashi, the Chakarta, the Shalta, Eitev, you add up all the 3 parshas where it says about Drish Machir, come up to the number 7. So, how detailed do you have to ask him? So that's to be koveya, to darshan the psukim, how detailed. So the Gemara said, you go basaroi. So since Roid Ben Yodim, at least in the time of the Mishnah, where they didn't have watches, they didn't have clocks, so Roid the people would guess based on a sundial. Roid the people walking in the street don't have watches. So Adam Toy B'Shachas, Adam Toy B'Shteishos. So whatever the Roid is that you can't expect people to know, so the Halacha doesn't require that you should ask so much. That's considered like establishing Darshaning a Pasuk. You're establishing what the din is based on what Roy Ben Yodim would be able to, how much information would they know? So that the Gemara says you do go Basar Roy for that. Mistamit today, if we'll have a bezin today, more people walk around with watches that they would know more precisely. Yos HaMeach says that in the early years, before the days of the time, they didn't ask Beis HaShoah. They only asked, was it before Chatzos or after Chatzos? But after they made the sundials, and then they started to ask Ezer Shah. If you live in a generation where more people are aware of Ezer Shah, then you have to ask Ezer Shah. So Mr. Yer Samech would say that today, that almost everybody goes with a watch or there's a clock somewhere on the wall. So then you should ask a more detailed question. You shouldn't just ask within a range of 2 hours. It should be within a range of half an hour or something. It should be more detailed. Okay, so we'll leave off here. Lineta, tomorrow is a regular day, so we'll start from again. Yeshem Lamika versus Yeshem Lamasor.
I think the Mordechai seems to bring out that call also, because he says that you could be Nishka on the road. Okay, that's the Mitzvah.
Yeah.
So we see from there that it's a Bira.
Yeah, that is a Bira.
Yeah, things arrive from Marisha, not just the
Kinesha.
It's very easy to forget.
Mr. Rabbi Hiri. I don't know how you're going to say he's stopping me. How did he stop me?
Oh, to the Rabbi.